we began talking about the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir, the position of Rabbi Eliezer that Eidei Mesira Karsi. If Eidei Mesira Karsi, again, the fundamental argument between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar about how is it that a shtar works. All of us associate shtaros with Eidei Chasima. Normally, if you would ask somebody what is a contract, they'll tell you it's a series of stipulations. It's an agreement which is signed and formalized by virtue of that signature by witnesses. And in halacha, that means two witnesses. And that, of course, is the view of Rabbi Meir, that Eidei Chasima Karsi, the witnesses who sign in the shtar, they are the ones who are kores as a shtar. But the Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Aleph, which is also repeated here on Gimel Amud Beis, which is how we came to it in the beginning of Gittin, says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's a different vision of shtaros. This is what we've been discussing a lot, namely Eidei Mesira Karsi. Even if there are no signatures in the document, if the stipulation is handed over in the presence of two witnesses, the Eidei Mesira also established this as a full contract. So Eidei Mesira Karsi. So we've been discussing, what we began discussing last week, was the following problem. We know that according to Rabbi Meir, who says Eidei Chasima Karsi, he rejects Eidei Mesira Karsi. He thinks that's not a contract. After all, the raya, the evidence that this is something legal and something that is agreed upon is not the writing up of a stipulation on a piece of paper. It can only be the fact that it was signed in the presence of witnesses, that you can pull out that document and demonstrate that there indeed was an agreement. So shtar Eidei Mesira is meaningless. Now there is a view in the Rishonim, Balaitor, that basically even Rabbi Meir might agree with Rabbi Eliezer that the only rejection is only on a drabanan level. But that is a very big kiddush. The simple reading is that Rabbi Meir totally negates Rabbi Eliezer's view of shtaros. The question is, however, the other direction. Rabbi Eliezer, who says Eidei Mesira Karsi, what does he think about Eidei Chasima? If you have a shtar and it wasn't handed over in the presence of witnesses, but it is signed by witnesses, would that be a good contract or not? That's the issue that we began to discuss last week, and that's one of the most important machloks in anywhere, but certainly in Masechet Gittin. So we had the view of Tosis, which we began to began with last time. Let's just look at it again very quickly. Tosis on Daled Amud Aleph represents the view of the Chachmei Tzarfat, Rashi, Tosos, so that whole group of Rishonim, which is that there is a mutually exclusive relationship here, namely, Rabbi Meir rejects Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer rejects Rabbi Meir. And Eidei Chasima without Eidei Mesira are not going to be effective. That's what Tosa says here. That the Kaimel Halacha Karbalaza Begitin Mishum Demai Rehocha Begitin Dokat Gitin Abel Halacha Kamosaf Bishar Shtaros. Tosa says even in other Shtaros we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Afagav Nikol Amaroy De Lekaman Savri Karbalaza Dafka Begitin Kaimel and Gishmo Bedini the Pligi Lekaman Adarav the Kamar Af Bishar Shtaros. We take the view enunciated by Shmuel, which is that Rabbi Eliezer's psak applies to shtaros as well. Oh, moreover, the Perek Zaborer Gabe Matnasa Tahave Chasim Allah Tregisi. There was a certain matana, shtar matana, that was signed by two brothers-in-law. Rabbi Yosef Zil Akanye Beinim Asira Kabbalazar. So originally, they said, what's the big deal? The two brothers-in-law are psulim, because they're krovim, relatives cannot be witnesses. But what's the problem? Why not just hand over this document in the presence of Eidei Mesira? So the Gemara says, "Parach le'Abaya." So Abaya says, "What do you mean? Amar Abba Modra Belazim b'Mezuyach mitoko shu pasul." Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer also agrees that if there are witnesses signed into the shtar, then they have to be ksherin, and if they're psulim, that's no good. Mashma Rabbi Yosef Abaya Dama Vatsoy Savir Kablazim Pirkin Nami. Meaning, what we see is that even in the context of a shtar matana, which is not a get, obviously it's a gift, nonetheless you have the debate between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, and we pass like Rabbi Elazar. Pirkei Nami, Amar Ababa, Haishtara, Parson, the Master in Heaven, Abdi Sahadi Yisrael. Also in our parak, Leinuan and Dafyud, we have a situation of a get, which is Ola Bar Kos, the Persian court system, and the Gemara discusses this problem. Mashman Rav Yosef Abayin, Abba Basra, Yisrael, Kablazar, Bnei Chori, you're allowed to collect from unencumbered property, just on Menachos and Meshuvadim. The Pikach, therefore, says Tosu, since I've demonstrated that the principle of Enim Sirakarsi applies not only in Gittin, but in Shar Shoras as well, therefore, since we pass in this way, Tosu says, take special heed of the following. The Pikach. Tzarech li Zayar, Shiyu Eidim Sir B'Shas Asinas Haget. Make sure, whenever you do contracts, that you have the presence of the Eidim Asira, the Inu Karsi, because they are the ones who make the Shtar Shtar. Do you like a Shem Eidim Asira? If you have Eidim Chasima and no Eidim Asira, Eina Migureshes, Afagav Dik Eidim Chasima. Velo Mahani Eidim Chasima, Eidim Chasima can help you only for one thing, and that is Raya, to prove that the Kinyan took place. But the Kinyan can only take place by means of Eidim Asira. This is a very, very crucial view of the Baalei Tosfos. What is it Chasima going to help you for? Why even bother with it? Why do you need a raya that it took place? Ela, shenimusu Eidim Asira, yechol elam, nidus hayam, shetinasa Eidei Eidei Chasima. Tinistama vehechsher naasa. What Tosfos in those three words is trying to explain, tinistama vehechsher naasa, is something very ambitious. Tosfos says, listen, the idea that Edom Achasum Balashtar Nasa Kamishan Echrod, so the Bezdin, the Edom signed on the Shtar, it's as if they were interrogated and they attest to the entire transaction's validity. That applies not only to determine that the contract is not a forgery, that the witnesses are kosher, it basically will attest even to what seemingly are extraneous or additional conditions that are necessary to validate the transaction. For example, the presence of Eidei Mesira. The Eidei Chasima signed in the Shtar are Ke'ilu testifying that the Shtar was written, Kedasu Kedin, and delivered in the presence of witnesses who were standing there. And that, of course, is a chiddush. Well, nobody really makes the chakira. The chiddush of Reish Lakish is that it is a legal fiction that's ki'ilu nechkarezus in the Bezdin. So what we're saying is it's as if Bezdin asked and got the right answer. Were there witnesses, were there Eidei Mesira standing there to validate the contract? Yes. Hakol behechsher naasa. That's what the words the nistama behechsher naasa mean. But they were metakein to have Eidei Chasima. The Zimin Demaisi Sahadi, Inami Dazan Medina Sayam, Vechei Mashi Perek Basra. This idea that Eidei Mesira alone are Karsi, and yet they can be attested to by the Eidei Chasima, is something that the Baalei Tosfos believe in. And since this is their view, namely that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir are mutually exclusive, and you need Eidei Mesira, you can't get away without Eidei Chasima. So this will now explain several otherwise difficult passages in the Gemara. One of them is as follows. You have two people where husband and wives have identical names. But it's Arvu, and they're two Gittin, they're about to get divorced at the same time, same names, right? I added last week, same sofer apparently, or at least they don't recognize if it isn't, and they drop their gittin on the floor, and they pick them up, and they're not sure who's picking up which get. That's a mishnah. So the mishnah says, no sin shteim lozeh v'shteim lozeh. Same ingenuity that we could have come up with, or better, which is just give each of the gittin, and then mimanashach, give it to your next guy, to the next fellow, let him give them both. Whichever one is the right get for the right marriage is obviously going to be affected. So the Gemara doesn't like this. The Gemara says, "V'kamar v'gemara, the lo k'rabi Eliezer." This won't work for Rabbi Eliezer. Why? As the Gemara explains, the havamin of that Gemara, the Gemara rejects in the end, is that there's a requirement of Nesira Lishma, according to Rabbi Eliezer.
What do you mean Mesira Lishma?
Means you have to know, you can't, through means of a Mimanas Shach, you can't say, you know, by process of elimination, I've given the get. The second you say the words, process of elimination, which is what Mimanas Shach is, you have already defeated, right, the purpose of the requirement, or you've destroyed the standard of Lishma. The whole idea of Lishma is that you are focused exclusively on this Ishus. But, you know, you can't know that because each time there's a 50% chance that it's your neighbor's get. So even though you do it twice, and between the two you know that one of them is a get, that does not constitute Lishma. That's not so obvious either, but this is the idea of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Aval Rabbi Meir Nicha. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Meir, they dechasima karsi, right? When they signed, when the Eidim signed, they knew what get they were signing. Now it got mixed up after the chasima. The Mesira is not really part of the process, although it's a necessary ingredient, but it's not what's kores. It's not something that requires lishma. And then Tosa says, the tzarech lomar de mishloshim ayri, it must be that somehow it's mukach mitocho, somehow it's Ruvain ben Shimon ben Levi, you know, so that eventually you can identify who the person is objectively. The boy that Rabbeir Shem Mukha Mitoko, can I meet a Mereish Kal Aget? Got because of the Garish Sagdola, the Chule. Now, what is the proof here on behalf of the Bali Tosis position that Rabbi Eliezer believes only in Eidim Asira, nothing else? The E, Lua, one second. The E, Lua, Belazar, Sagib, Eide Chasima, now Tosis explains. If Eide Chasima could be substituted for Eide Masira, according to Rabbi Eliezer, either one works, but you don't need Dafka, Eide Masira, Amaila, Asir, Rabbi Eliezer. Dal, Eide Masira, Mehacha, Be Eide Chasima, Sagi. Why not to say, listen, Rabbi Eliezer is more flexible than Rabbi Meir. Whatever works, because, why do I say that? Because Rabbi Eliezer, either Eide Chasima work, or Eide Masira work. So if Rabbi Eliezer is more flexible, by definition, what does that mean? Whatever works for Rabbi Meir works for Rabbi Eliezer. Great. The Gemara said that this works. The situation of the Shnei Gittin Shnei Arvu works for Rabbi Meir. So as Tosa says, Dal Eide Masira Mehachi, get rid of the Eide Masira, just operate on the plane of Eide Chasima, meaning where Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Rabbi Meir. If it's good for Rabbi Meir, it's good for Rabbi Elazar. Just that Rabbi Elazar is even more flexible and says, even what's not good for Rabbi Meir is good for me. How can it be that we're more machmir for Rabbi Elazar than Rabbi Meir if Rabbi Elazar agrees it can get away with just Rabbi Meir? That's Tosa's question. Ela Mashma, Billy Olam.
That the Eidim also like that.
Sorry?
You have to presume that the Eidim and the two Shtaros are also like that. Otherwise, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that would help.
So it doesn't make sense.
Unless no one remembers, you know, who the Eidim are, but yeah. The Eidim Chasim, I mean. Yeah. If it were. Ela Mashma, Billy Olam, Boy Rabbi Lazar. Well, if you have the same name, the same sofer, the same date, the same, you know, why not have the same purposes, right? I mean, wouldn't you be surprised if you didn't? El Habashma de Liolam, Boy Rabbi Elazar, Eide Nasir. Okay. And then finally, one more line for us for the moment. The Ode, the Ragal Rabbi Natam, Lomer, Dafilu, Rabbi Meir, Boy, Eide Mishas, Nasinus, I get. Vein Shom, Shom, Erba, Pachos, Mishnah. It also says one more thing, and that is, by the way, this idea that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can't get away with Eide Chasima, you should know that even for Rabbi Meir, sometimes you can't get away only with Eide Chasima. And that's in the context of Gittin, and presumably Kiddushay Shtar as well. Why? Because in addition to Ashvuyei Shtara, Priestess Ashtar, the Cheftishal Shtar, the Kinyan Shtar, you also need Eide Kiyum in the Maitse Geirushin, and for that you need living, breathing witnesses who are present. It's not enough to have Eide Chasima. That's mostly what Tosa says. Here are the bottom lines we'll leave for another time when we continue with it. That's Tosas. The Rif disagrees, as we explained last time. The Rif in Hashaleach, and even more so in Hamagaresh, disputes this idea. Number one, the Rif brings a proof. The proof is, again, let's just turn to the back for a minute. Let's just turn to the one in Hamagaresh for the moment. Number one, we have now show me page 94, Mem Zainoid based on the Daf Erif. again, if you want to see how jam-packed this topic is, you can just see by the amount of pages of Rif, Balamor, and Ramban. We'll turn to this for 1 second. You see the mission here is on Shlosha Gittim Tzulin on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Mem Vav Amud Aleph? So you see, just for a second, Balamor, Milchamos, Milchamos is of course the Ramban, Hasagas Arayavid. Turn to the next page. You'll see this is all the same topic. I mean, Hasagas Arayavid, Sefer Hatzchus. Sefer Hatzchus is the Ramban's critique of the Raivid, as opposed to the Muhammad Hashem, which is critique of the Balamor. Then the next page, Mem Zayin Omen Aleph, more Sefer Hatzchus, that's more the Ramban. Then the next page, which is what we're about to discuss now, and more Sefer Hatzchus, and then the next page, the final conclusion of the Sefer Hatzchus. So this is a very, very important, jam-packed sugya topic. So the Rif says, "Behadami Shaminan, top of Mem Zayin Omud Beis Nidat Rif, page 94." In my Gemara, maybe it could be different pages in different people's texts, but it's always going to be Mem Zayin Omud Beis in the Daf Rif. That's the good thing. "Behadami Shaminan, the Lobina Nedi Besira Hecha Deika Ede Chasima." The opposite of Tosis. If you have Ede Chasima, you do not need Ede Besira. And he has essentially two basic rayas. One raya from the Gemara. Gemara says the Rabu the Amar in Mises Beidecha Buksavi De Sofer Shablat Mams there, but who Amar Loch Kav Lozim Begitin? Rab is the opinion that if you have Ksaviad Sofer, I mean you have the scribe who wrote the Shtar, right? And in addition to that, you have a single Eidechad, right? The get is puzzle, right? But he says the Rif also holds like Rabbi Eliezer. So how is this going to work? If you think like Balei Tosis that Ede Mesira are always necessary according to Rabbi Eliezer, so what really do you have in this case? Ede Mesira, Ksav Yad Sofer, and Ede Akad. Now, Ksav Yad Sofer, you can just forget about that. It just means Ksav Yad Sofer, it just means the text, right? So what it really means is you have two Ede Mesira and a single Ede Chasima. That's what the Rif says. If that's what's going on here. Hashta hechad aleik eda chasima klala filo eda chad bachshir rab hechad ike eda chad beni mesira pasul v'abale bad mamzer atu eda chad migra gara behechad aleik eda klal. Meaning, you have eda mesira, that would be enough. If you have eda mesira and a kosher eda chasima, why is that worse than having no eda? You don't need him, but why does he spoil things? But, Ella Badai, if you interpret like me, says the Rif, which is, Rabbi Eliezer can get away without Ede Mesira if he has Ede Chasima. So then, Midapasul Rab Ede Echad, Umachshir Echadik Ede Mesira, Afilake Ede Echad, Shamina, Dahid Apostle Ede Echad, Echadalake Ede Mesira, who, the Ike the Chasima, Shneidim Binshar, Afagad the Lake Ede Mesira. Meaning, the case is, there are no Ede Mesira. The Chiddush is to teach you, don't think you can combine Ed Echad the Chasima and the Ksav Yad of the Sofer. And that makes two. No, the Ksav Yad Sofer doesn't count as Edus. That is the Ha'ara of this Mandamar according to the Rif. Because that's a factual Raya. Now the truth is, there are two ways out of that Raya. One way out, if you look for a minute on the next page, is on Mem Chesam and Aleph in the Dapei Rif. One way out is what the Rif quotes in the end here. The Chazino Legaon, right before the Mishnah, three lines before the Mishnah. Everybody have it?
Yeah.
Last word on the line. The Chazino Legaon, the Amar Heva Yodim, the Haid Amar Abelazar Ksav Sofer Veda, Vlad Mamzer, Bishum the Havale Amilsen, Lar Abelazar Kimizuyat Mitoko, Shav Vlad Mamzer. What is he saying? Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that if you go the root of Ede Chasima, you're held to the standard of Ede Chasima. Now, when did Rabbi Eliezer say this? And what is the Talmudic expression? Moda Rabbi Eliezer b'mezuyaf mitocho. Right? Rabbi Eliezer agrees if you have Ede Mesira and you have two krovim signed in the Shnar, Trei Gisi. Remember? So the rule is, even Ede Mesira Karsi, it doesn't work. Possible. So the Gaonim say, Hu Adin you need two Aidim. So let's say you only two Aidim. If you have only one Aid, then you've fallen short of the standards of Aidus. So if you have two Aidim Asira and a single Aid Chasima, that's possible. Now you can understand why this is a huge leap. It's one thing to say that two Aidim Chasima, who are Psulim, really Psulim, not that they're not sufficient. You need two and you only have one. Right? But they're possible. So an Aid is possible. He's a Karov, he's a Rasha. Our Gemara had it in the case, if you somehow, you know, when you have any chasima, they should be lishma, and he wrote it shelo lishma, meaning some sort of a psul. Mod Rav Lazar b'mzuyif b'toch. But does it also mean Mod Rav Eliezer? Right, that as long as there's any edei chasima, you have to have the full complement of edei chasima. Right, that far, meaning once you start, we'll have to explain why that would be so. But that's what the Gaon said. So the Rit says, Apagav da'ani mili the Gaon sasur the mili didan, even though this contradicts my raya from before, and he could have added, and I don't believe in it substantively because I think that is a huge leap from the normal classical application of Murav Lazim Zu Mitoch. We have good law, right? Good legal application, you know, is based on, you know, the assumption that if you have a precedent and you're applying a precedent to some new application, that one follows from the other, that they're not too different. So what the Rit is saying is, I know about Modra Velazim and Mzuyim Bitocho, but it's a far cry from Psulim to incomplete complement of Shneidim. So in my opinion, that is not a good application. Whereas the Gaon will say, well, why do we really care about Psulim or Mzuyaf or lack of Lishma anyway? The truth is we have what we need with the Eidim Nesira. So what's the problem? The common denominator between their radical application, or what seems a radical application, and the precedent is their view, which is the second that you begin, right, to potentially relate to the root of Eidei Chasima, you are held to that standard. Even if there's no psul, you're held to the kashrus of that standard. And we'll explain why a little bit later on why that should be. Either way, the Rif says, even though I think it's wrong, Chazina lebithavinu mishum debalach shemayimi. It's a statement of Yir Shemayim. Meaning, I don't like it, I think it's wrong, but A, it's a view that I respect, it's one of the gaonim, and therefore, it should be part of the universe of discourse. Okay? Musar Haskel for us all. That's raya number one. Raya number two of the Rif was the raya that he quoted here we started speaking about last time. The Hainu de Katani, in the middle of the page, back on Mem Zayinu Beis, She'enu Eidim Kos Malaget Alam B'Pnei Tikkun Olam. The Rif said, I have another raya. And this isn't an incidental raya, this is a conceptual raya. What's the raya? From the Mishnah. This is at the, you see the, it's almost literally halfway down, beginning of the line. You see where it says Aleph? There's an Aleph there. One line below that, and there's like a little circle. I know the Katani Shein Edim Chos Malaget and B'tei Tikkun Olam, Klomar, the Lake B'get, Eid Chasima, Helenitan, the Eide Mesira, Bilvad, Zimna Demai Seid Mesira, Vasi Bala Maharam, Mekalkala. The Mishnah says, it's better, it's more constructive if you have Eid Chasima, in addition to the Eid Mesira, even though you don't need them. What do you benefit from it? If the Eid Mesira die or travel, and there's an issue, a challenge to the get, this way you'll be able to validate the get. Hilgar sakinu shu edim chosim the get, the yosib ala marif, the baal will challenge, mafkala legito, you'll pull out the get, mekaimala be'de chasima, you'll verify the signatures, the dachile, you'll be able to dismiss the baal. So what does this have, that's a Mishnah. How does this help the Rif? If Eidei Chasima alone are inadequate to create Kinyan Gerushin, to create Chetzeshel, get Kinyan, my Tikkun Olam Ika, then how are they going to help you as Tikkun Olam for Raya? Even if you verify the signatures. So good, you're not worried that it's a forgery. But the get can be invalid even if it's not a forgery, right? As long as it wasn't handed over in the presence of two witnesses. Now, how did the two witnesses signing in the shtar, how could they testify about the presence of two witnesses at the moment of the handing over of the shtar, which takes place long after they've gone? They can't possibly really know about that. They could know that the shtar is not mezuyah, but they can't know, unless they coincidentally do, that there were witnesses there later when the Maisa Gerushin took place. The real pshat is, this is great, it's a great idea for raya purposes because they're accessible, and the reason that it works is because they don't need to be made about the Eidim Mesira. If you have Eidim Chasima, you have everything you need. Because the Eidim Chasima are Karsi, says the Rif. The Bechabinai Usagi, if that's the case, what do you mean Eidim Mesira? Karsi, Elami Yohani Mila B'diavad. Inami Dishtakhi Eidim Mesira Psulin. The Lo Amri Adayin Eishasishi, Elaho Vik Eidim Chasima, Peik Sher, Baget Yotu Mitaka Sidei Yada, rather, Gerusha Ma'al Ya'inu. So basically the Rif says, however, l'chatchila you should give this Eidei Mesira, and you should have it signed by the Eidei Chasima. That way you've covered all your bases. That's the Rif. So what emerges is a very fascinating argument between the Rif and the Balei Tosfos about the effectiveness of a shtaraya to be made about the presence of Eidei Mesira, when in itself is incompetent to accomplish what the Eidei Mesira are accomplishing. The Balei Tosfos say, Mistama akol behechsher. The edus of shtar, that everything is good, everything is fine, right? Undoubtedly, whatever we need, we got. That includes not only things that are inherently connected to the shtar, but additional requirements, even requirements that are beyond the capability of the Eidei Chasima that can testify about them as a raya. Eidei Chasima can implicitly testify about the presence of Eidei Mesira. And the Rif says, absolutely not. Either in general, Eidei Chasima can only testify about the Chetza Shel Shtar, not about the presence of Eidim at the handing over of the Shtar. Maybe that's the point. Or the point is that they cannot serve as Raya if they cannot serve as Kinyan. Namely, in the area of their incompetence, they're also inadequate as Raya. That's the idea of the Rif. I mentioned last time that the Rush on Tevav tries to prove the Balei Tosfos' point with the following analogy. He says, well, Balei Tosfos believe that even according to Rabbi Meir, you need Eidei Kiyum, Eidim to be present at the time of the Gerushin. That's what Rabbeinu Tam, Lomar, that even Eidei Chasima Karsi, even Rabbi Meir, believes that you need Eidei Kiyum present for the Maisa Gerushin. Right? So they say, well, when the Eidei Chasima testify about the Kinyan Haget and about the Raya of the Gerushin, how can we trust them about the presence of the Eidei Kiyum? Don't we have to assume that Eidei Chasima are made about the presence of physical, breathing, living witnesses at the moment of the Gerushin? Otherwise, according to Rabbeinu Tam, even Rabbi Meir, right, would have to require separate raya beyond the Eidei Chasima, and that's certainly not true. So if Eidei Chasima for Rabbi Meir can be made about the presence of Eidei Kiyum, then the Eidei Chasima, right, of Rabbi Eliezer can be made on a raya level about the Eidei Mesira who are Karsi. That's the Rush's mashal. And what I was trying to explain at the end of last year is that, you know, there are two problems with the Rush's proof. One is that he's preaching to the committed. The Rif happens not to believe, the Rambam happens to believe, not believe, talk about it for one more second, that Edei Chasima require, Edei Chasima for Rabbi Meir, for that matter, or in general, require separate Edei Kiyum for the Geirushin. Now there's an Od Ragil Rabbeinu Tan Lomar seems to be disputed by the Rambam and the Rif. The Rif said it right here, we just read it. Hechadike de Mesir lo binin Edei Chasima. Hechadike de Edei Chasima lo binin Edei Mesira. The Bechad Minayu Sagi. He doesn't say you need separate Edei Kiyum. And the Rambam is even more clear. Rambam says, Perak Aleph Hilchos Geirushin Halachat Hazayin, Chosmu Bo Shnayim, V'Omar V'Nosno Lo Beino Leveina. If you have two witnesses sign and they hand over the get in the not in the presence of anyone, simply Beino Leveina, privately between him and her. Oh, Shenimtsu Eidei Mesira Psulin, or he tried to use Eidei Mesira, but they turned out to be disqualified. Hareza kosher, hold the Eidim Shabok Sheirim, the Hareya get Yotze Mitachas Yada, since the Eidim Chasimark Sheirim, and she's holding on to the get. What does it mean that she's holding on to the get? Because if she wasn't holding on to the get, there wouldn't be any Eidus. And as we've explained, it's the fact that she is holding on to the prize, right, and therefore we presume that she got this get legally, that it was given to her by the Baal or by the Shliach of the Baal, that's what completes the picture. What is the point here? The upshot of all this is that what is the Rambam? Then he says, Yoshua ben Agonim, Shu Pasol. However, some Gaonim were of the opinion that this is Pasol Midrabanan. But basically, what comes out of the Rambam is that you don't need any Kiyum separate from Eidei Chasima. They serve two functions here. Number one, b'diyeben Eidei Chasima are karsi, like the Rif. And number two, they are also going to accomplish Eidei Kiyum. So when the Rosh proved, you see from Rabbi Meir, that Eidei Chasima can be made about the presence of Eidei Mesira. Right? After all, the Eidei Kiyum, that's fine and good for the world of Rabbeinu Tam. But it's no proof at all for the Rif. Meaning if the Bali Tosus were fighting within their own world, you know, to reject Shita Sarif, and there were, you know, adherents among them who agreed with Rabbeinu Tam, but yet argued the position of the Rif, then the Rosh would have an argument. But it's not an argument for the Rif or the Rambam.
And the presumption is that the Rambam and the Rif passed like Rav Elazar as well.
They clearly passed like Rav Elazar. They pass in Eidei Mesira Karsi. They pass in that Lechatchila one should go the root of Eidei Mesira. B'dieved, you can do Eidei Chasim. That's the Psak of Rabbi Eliezer with the reading of the Rif. I'll just read you. I read you Halacha Tazayin. Let me read you Perak Aleph, Halacha. Good Gimel. Mivnayim Sheit Nena La Bifnei Eidim. How do you know that you're supposed to hand over the get in the presence of witnesses? Right, which is both Eidei Kiyum and Eidei Mesira. Harei Omer, Pishnayim Eidim, Oshol Shein, Miyokam Davar. Yetzir Shetiyah Yom Erva V'Abo Lev V'Nisat Bezdin. V'Lamakar Tiyah Mutar Esplayed. V'Fika Chamnasim L'Get Beino L'Veino Afilu Bein Echad. Eino Get Kla. Therefore, if you hand over the get, you don't have two witnesses, nothing works. V'Ned V'Lamurim V'Shaya Get B'Ksav Yad Sofer, and so on. And then he goes on, Takan Tzachamim, Sheyu Eidim Chosim B'Mala Get. That's the Tikkun Olam that we just talked about, right? Shema Yiten Get Bifnei Shnayim V'Yamusu. Maybe the Eidei Mesira who are enough for the Kenyan will die. V'Nimtza Get Shebiyadik Echeres Mecherse Adama. Shrei Bo Eidim. There's no Eidim in the Get. It's not going to be a Raya. V'Fidach Tiknu She'yidu Mi Tocho. Apabish Eidim B'Tocho. Even if you do have Eidei Chasima because of the Tikkun Olam. Nosu Lod Bifnei Shnayim Benosu No Eidim. Achasumim alav bebnei shnayim acherim sheikar hageirushin beedei mesira. Okay, so that's clear, and he says it several other places as well. In Ilkos Geirushin, ikar hageirushin beedei mesira is a refrain that the Rambam repeats at least three or four times in Ilkos Geirushin. Okay. Point number two regarding the rushes. That even if you were to accept the Rush's idea, the fact that for Rabbi Meir, who says, Eidei Chatzi Makarsi, the Edim are apparently implicitly being made also in the presence of Eidei Kiyum. Still, in a Dome, Eidei Chasima capacity to speak about Eidei Kiyum, as opposed to Eidei Chasima capacity to speak about Eidei Mesira. Because the point would be that the Eidei Chasima are not incompetent in the area of Kiyum. They just have nothing to do with Kiyum. So if Kiyum is a prerequisite in Gerushin, and they're Edim on the Kinyan Gerushin and on the Shtar of Gerushin as a Shtar Kinyan, then if that's a precondition, then maybe they can extend to include Edis on that topic. But to say, therefore, it's obvious that they can also testify about the presence of Edim Nesirah, who are necessary to accomplish the Shtar and the Kinyan itself, not a separate requirement, not a requirement of the Gerushin, but a requirement of the Shtar of the Get, that already is a leap. In a Dome, these two things, the ability to speak about what you are inadequate in accomplishing yourself, in other words, where you could but you can't, right? In a Chasima, who are there for the purpose of the Shtar but can't accomplish Shtar Kinyan, as opposed to the other possible issue, which is Eidei Kiyum, a separate requirement. Fine. The position of the Rif is very appealing from a certain point of view, and it's also problematic from other points of view. Number one, the question that the Rush asks, which we spoke a little bit of last week as well, what do you mean, l'chatchila, it's better to have Eidei Mesira? Is there l'chatchila and b'di'eved when it comes to civil law? A shtar? Well, we think it works or it doesn't work. That's the Rush's question. The other question, which is closely related to the comment of the Rif, is the question that Balamor asks. Balamor says, linguistically, if Rabbi Eliezer agrees that Eidei Chasima work, then he should have said not Eidei Mesira Karsi, but Af Eidei Mesira Karsi. Now the truth is, that's what the Rif precisely was trying to address. Drew says, you know why he doesn't say Af? Because Eidei Mesira are Ikar, they're better. Doesn't explain so much why they're better, but they're better. But this is Balamor's question. The third question is the question that Bali Tosis asks, which is, how can Rabbi Eliezer ever be Machmir? Rabbi Eliezer should always be Mekel, according to the Rif, since he believes in Rabbi Meir, plus anything that's good for Rabbi Meir should be good for Rabbi Eliezer. So the way that Tosis asks that question is to quote the Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Beis, which says, you know, maybe according to Rabbi Eliezer, when you mix up the two gittin, you need Nesira Lishma, and therefore Mimad Shach, giving both of them won't help. Correct? Fine. Tosis doesn't think that there's an answer to that question. The Balamor asks the question from a different Gemara. The Gemara says, and we'll read it inside actually, just look at the Balamor for a moment.
What do they do with the
Kafka? Page Mem Vav Amud Aleph.
What do they do
with
the Kafka?
What do you mean?
The
Chubar depends on Shas Ksiva.
So he says that the Kafka is going on.
On Ksiva.
On the
Ksiva. Right.
But Kasim alone is sufficient for him.
So right, but apparently that won't translate. It's a good question. No one asked that question of the Rishonim. But why doesn't that translate just saying into Mechubar and Talish? Well, I can say either one. If you go the route of Eidei Chasima, let's say, so maybe the Chasima would have to be the Talish. It's a good question. It'll get answered according to the different approaches that we're about to, you know, pursue within the Rift. But I don't know, I don't think the Rishonim asked that question. Maybe some Achronim asked it. It's a good question. Okay. Look quickly at the Balamor. Again, we'll jump a little around, but these are just classic pieces, so it's just worthwhile going through them. I know the print is a little small, but you know, the Fum Tsar Agra, I guess? Okay. On Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Kosav Ksav Yadav Ein Olavedu. Kosav Arav Rabbeinu Ephraim. Hada Amar Maran Lo mistaber, what's he talking about? The rich said, everybody have it, it's membav ben aleph, the hamara gadol. But the dimar maso kasa b'ksav yado, which is, you know, about 5-6 lines down. The dimar maso. Okay. So he says, starts off by saying, in the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim, hada mar maran lo mistaber. What the rich says is not logical. To the rabbanan, d'amri kasa b'ksav yado v'enel of edim, paso, apil nasa b'fnei me'edim kapasli. Baina dikit ben tanakam l'rav lazar, ein alavedim tanakam savrafil nasim fneidim pasul lo tinase ba'avadai b'nimashra v'lozer be'ein alavedim klal. Don't worry, I'm just reading this quickly. Basically, what he's trying to say is as follows: he starts off with the following point. I just want to show you also the thoroughness of how these discussions take place. The Ritz's first comment was, "What's my proof that even according to v'lozer ein chasima works from the Gemara?" Gemara said, "Ksav yad ve'ein echad," right? A Vlad Mamzer. So the Ritz said, and that, Ma Damar, Rav holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that Eidim Mesira Karsi. If he holds Eidim Mesira Karsi, how could Eid Echad be worse than no Eidim? Must be because you can get away with Eidim Chasima even when there's no Eidim Mesira. That was the argument of the Ritz. So what the Balamor, Ben Ephraim, say is, that's not a good Raya. Because it's based on a premise which is wrong. The premise is that the Man D'Amar in the Gemara, who says Eid Echad plus Ksav Sofer Vlad Mamzer, holds like Rabbi Elazar that Eid Mesir Karsi. So then the question is, if he's the Man D'Amar Eid Mesir Karsi, right, it must be that Man D'Amar believes in Eid Chasim alone too. But the Balamor, Rabbeinu Ephraim, we're trying to show is that Man D'Amar is not Rabbi Elazar. That Man D'Amar is according to Rabbi Meir. In which case, the whole proof falls apart. Ella shenasnula b'fneidim. Kol shkein demash shviyesh olaveid echad b'nasim b'fneidim. Well, the tanakam afilu b'fneidim b'fneidim pasul deide chasim akarsi. Hilkach. Everybody have it so far? Had amar avuna libid rabbanan afilu shenasim b'fneidim kamar kidisa l'rabbanan v'hu gufal osfir like rabbanan elik rabbi Elazar. He himself happens to hold like rabbi Elazar, Rav. But this whole membra with the Ksav Yado, Vein Echad, whatever, that's his interpretation of the Tanakhama. And therefore, it's no proof. Middle of Palig Rabbi Elazar, El Lushen Olevedim, Shaminan, De Be'emos Man, Lo Palig, Ad Rabbanan, El Dibra Kol Pasul, Afil Nasa Lefneidim, Lo Tinesa Lechatchila, Vemiso Teitze. Ukvar Barirna, Dehad De Pasul Rab, Vein Echad, Afilu Ike Eide Mesira, Alibad Rabbanan, etc. That's point number one. Now comes point number two. What was point number two in the Rif? The first one was a factual point. He thinks it's factually wrong. Okay. What's the second point? Tikkun Olam. The Rif said, if you really believe that only Eidei Mesira are Karsi and not Eidei Chasima, Eidei Chasima are inadequate as a Raya too. Because they can't tell you that the Mesira took place in front of Eidei Mesira out of Eino. That's what the Balamor is going to try to explain. And he's going to be a little more explicit about it, but he's going to be in the same direction as Tosfos. Udaka Amar Baran, right? The Rebbe also said, Nami, the Bechadim Inayu Sagi, right? In Cain, my Eidei Mesira Karsi, the Kamar Abalazar. This is according to you, the Rif. If either Eidei Mesira or Eidei Chasima are sufficient, you don't dafka need Eidei Mesira. So why linguistically does the Gemara say Eidei Mesira Karsi? Af Eidei Mesira Karsi Biboile. It should have said even Eidei Mesira, because there's no dispute about Eidei Chasima. Elevadai must be Kihecha de Lamandam Eidei Chasima Karsi Lo Sagi Belo Eidei Mesira. So what is he saying? This is a very important point. Because of this linguistic evidence and other evidence, we probably should conclude that the mutual exclusivity that we encounter in Rabbi Meir is equally true for Rabbi Eliezer. That's an interesting logical argument. If two people argue about something, right? Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar argue about Eidei Chasima. Rabbi Meir says Rabbi Elazar about Eidei Mesira, I'm sorry. Let's say Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar argue about Eidei Mesira. Rabbi Meir says to Rabbi Eliezer, Eidei Mesira is not Karsi. Only Eidei Chasima. And Rabbi Elazar argues, and he says, Edom Asira is Karsi. Does that prove that just because Rabbi Meir rejects Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Elazar has to reject Rabbi Meir?
Not necessarily, but it does say that Rabbi Elazar does accept Edom Asira in the Tikkun Olam. I mean, by definition, he doesn't accept it flat out.
Right, but that's not what he's saying. We'll get to that in a second.
That's not what he's saying, but that's...
Right.
But
it's not, yeah, I'm not going to do this argument. So this is a very interesting... I mean, can't it be that... Which is what they're, obviously the Rif thinks it can. The Rif says, they argue about a point of controversy. And they agree about common ground. The common ground is that a regular shtar is Edei Chasima. And the point of controversy is whether or not Edei Mesira, where there's no evidence inside the shtar, is that a contract? What's even the mentality of the Balabar? So I think it goes back to something we discussed a few weeks ago, which is, and you know, before that, which is, the debate between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir is a debate about a few details. What does the Kasav mean? Kasav or Chasav? Right? Do the Edom have to be in the shtar, or do they have to be present at the giving over of the shtar? But basically, they share a common vision about what a shtar is. Or, the fact that he thinks Edom Asira and he thinks Edom Chasima shows that we're dealing with two totally different ideas. One is a Kenyan idea, the other is a Rai idea. You don't say, Midrav Elazar, Nishma, Rabbi Meir, Midrav Meir, Nishma, Rabbi Eliezer. That's what we discussed several times, and it came up a few times already. So what I would say is, this is what the mentality of the Bali Tosa says. Tosa says, listen, if the argument between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir isn't just about details, what is the Kasav? Where are the Edim? But it's about what is a Shtar, so then maybe it's a mutually exclusive argument. Because how come Rabbi Meir doesn't like Rabbi Eliezer? Because he thinks that what Shtar is about Raya, and there's no Raya in Edom Asira. But by the same token, Rabbi Eliezer, who says Edom Asira Karsi, even though there's no Raya, obviously he has a totally different perspective of what a Shtar is. What's that perspective? It's a Kenyan. Well, if it's a Kenyan, just as Masira, Edom Asira, are woefully inadequate as Raya, so too, one would argue, Edei Chasima are woefully inadequate as Kenyan. They're long gone before the Kenyan took place. They're not even there for the main event. So maybe that's what the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Balamor have in mind in that line where they say, just like there's mutual exclusivity in one direction, there is in the other. Because this isn't the kind of debate. There are debates and there are debates. There are debates about details, and there are debates about, you know, a vision, a concept. This is a concept vision debate. And therefore, it's likely that if one rejects the other, then, you know, despite the arguments, in order to maintain his and defend his view, he's likely to go in the other direction. Okay. Then comes the next point, which is your point. Right? The lav lemember de la matzrichei de mesira. Right? One would think that what that means is that if you have Edei Chasima alone, that's good enough. And who interprets that way? The Rif. Balamor says that's not what it means. Ela atrichu matzrich Edei mesira b'chol get shebe'olam. According to we, Rabbi Ephraim, the Balamor, the Bali Tosis, every get needs an Edei mesira. Aye, so what do you gain out of the Edei Chasima's Raya? Elamiya, Hechad Otsiu, get bin Iskain b'chol samav. When you have a get and you verify the signatures, Savar Rabbi Elazar, Kivin de Mikar, Tzarech Edei mesira, Neymar, Omar, the Meida Yadi, Hamilsa, Ube Edei mesira, Matal Yadi. What we'll say is that's part of the Raya. Everybody knows that there's no such thing as a shtar without Edei mesira. So the Raya, Biyad, Balat Shtar, Tofet Hashtar, includes the component of Hakol, Be'echshanasa, Haget Nimsar, Bifnei, Edei Mesira. V'lo binan Dilma v'lo Edei Mesira Mataliyadei. If you think it's umdunas, everybody thinks everybody does the right thing, why do you even need Eide Chasima? Just have the piece of paper. Right? That's kind of a reductio ad absurdum. Meaning, how far are you going to go with this? If the Eide Chasima don't know anything about the Eide Masir, but they're testifying about them because Neymar Omar, the reconstruction, everything is Hakob Echshanasa, why do you even need the Eide Chasima? So Rabbi Beit Ephraim explains. The Amrus, the many other, the boy Eide Masir, Hainu, the Kamar Maran, the Mice Eide Masir, Asa Balama Arer. That's what he means when he explains that if the Eide Masir died, the Baal will come and he'll challenge the contract. Maima Arer, what do we say? Damar Ihu, Damar Rather Ihi, Zayafte, she forged this get. Aval, but when the Eide Chasima and their signatures have been validated, the magic words, he said them. If there's no Eide Chasima, you just have umdinas. When you have Eide Chasima, you have the star. The star, the Eidush of the star is made through were Eidi Masira, B'Shas, HaGerushin. B'Shamina Mina, the Hecha, the Kimlan, the Beloi Eidi Masira, Mataliyade, Afilu Niskai, B'Chosama, Apostle, Belo Tinu Asebe. Then finally, the Balabar says, the Nirin Divre Harabazeh, the Af Anu Yeshlanu Lahashiv Alarif, the Maida Kamar, the Bechad Minayu Sagi, Rabbi Lazar, Ode Eidi Masira, Ode Eidi Masira. So this view of the Rif, that either one, Eide Chasima or Eide Masira, is good enough, encounters another problem. The Im Kain, Kasha, Eide Beishtar, Siyotzim Yom Echad, is a Gemara Ksuvas. Gemara Ksuvas says the following. Shnei Shtaro, Siyotzim Yom Echad. Right? Two people are given a matana of the same piece of karka on the same day. Right? I own a piece of land. I go to my two best friends. I give each one a contract, a matana, for this karka on Tuesday. I don't write any times, not Tuesday at 5, not Tuesday at 3, Tuesday. Right? Now each one comes to court claiming he is the legitimate owner of the property. What do you do? Shnei shtaros, two contracts, hayotzim b'yomecha. Right? That are written and given on the same day. What do you do? So the Gemara in Ksuvah is a very fascinating Gemara. Says it's a machlokas Rav Shmuel, whether you say shuda d'daini. Shuda d'daini means you try to figure out, the judges try to use their judgment, right? Now, that's a debate also. Arbitrary judgment, psychological and other, information. It's just a fascinating idea. Shuda d'daini means they try to figure out, or they, make a decision, one party over the other. This is a deadlock. Right, so it's up to them to figure out, to the best of their ability, right, who is the intended owner, single owner. That's Shuda D'daini. And the other Bandavar says, Yachloku. He split the field. Because each one has an equal claim on it. So that Gemara in Ksuvah says the following. This debate, whether you say Yachloku, or you say Shuda D'daini, when you have two shtaros, Yotzim Yom Echad, this debate depends on Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer. If you hold according to Rabbi Meir, Eide Chasima Karsi, Yachloku, split the field. And if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, Eide Masira Karsi, Shuda D'daini. Pick the right guy. Pick who you think is the right guy. So this is what the Balamor quotes. In Kain Kasha, Eide Beishtar, Seyotzim Yomechon, Plut the Rav Shmuel B'Ksuvah, so Perek Misho Yonosui, to Kim the Rav Damak Rabbi Meir, Rav who says Yachloku, holds like Rabbi Meir, Eide Chasima Karsi, Shmuel Damar Krab Lazar, he holds like Eide Masira Karsi, Shuda D'daini. So the Balabar says, V'imisa, Krab Lazar, Sphere, Eide Chasima, Nami Karsi. It's the same idea. If, according to the Rif, Rabbi Eliezer thinks either Eide Chasima or Eide Masira, he's Nakil, he's more flexible. Right? So, Alma, Palik, Shmuel, Alei D'Rav. My time, why do you say Shuda D'daini? He also believes in Rabbi Meir. Say Achloku.
What does Shuda D'daini have to do with Eide Masira?
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. The Ode, Yeshon Araya Ledvarenu, another Raya, this is the same as Tosfos. Ma'idetran, Shnaim Sheshochu, Shnei Gittin, Shavim, Benisarvu, the two Gittin got mixed up. The Kim Rav Yudin, Deloy, Rav Elazar, Vimisa, the Isla, Rav Elazar, Heide Chassima, Nami Karsi, Heichim, Betukum, Asisim, Kravim, Evelam, Betukum, Rav Elazar, Ma'ilo, Ukim, Abedi, Chassima, Vidivar, Akov, Vesula, Bidi. These are the kind of questions. Now, the Ramban, Kedarko, responds to the Balabar.
Why do you have to presume those cases that
they're worried?
Say that
again? Why do you
have to presume that they're
worried?
Because maybe they're only
taking the same. Well, they're arguing whether you say Yachloku or Shuda Dini. And the Gemara is saying the Mandamar says Yachloku, it's because of Eide Chassima Karsi. And the other Mandamar says Shuda Dini because it's Eide Masira Karsi.
Yes, well,
so for the case to be the same case,
you
have to presume that there was Eide Masira and Eide Chassima in the case. Otherwise, there's no argument. Right? Because it came to court.
Yeah.
You know, one judge said Yachloko, the other.
Shuda Dini literally mean what, the sick one?
Yeah. Shuda Dini means like the. It's the call of the judge. The judge's call. Now, there's a debate in the Rishonim what that really means. Some Rishonim think it means, and this is the most Rishonim, he should, to the best of his ability, try to figure out who is the likely real recipient. For example, he can start delving into the, you know, relationship between the parties. You know, who did he like better? Maybe he was scared of this guy and he was fond of this fellow. So, you know, he wanted to, you know, throw this one off track, and he really wanted his money to go to the other one. Right? Past history. That he should, you know, do what he can to try to really get into the mindset of the Baldavar. That's some Rishonim say. Other Rishonim say, no, he has the right to just kind of make an arbitrary decision, and it's of course much more difficult to understand. Shuda Dini is a very, it comes up in a bunch of places, it's a very tricky, fascinating, but a tricky concept. But either way, it means choose one of them.
If there are any theory, can't you judge, say, this one was done, you didn't
have
his mind.
Ah, excellent. So what is the connection between Eide Masira and Eide Chassima? So the way the Re understands the Gemara there, let's use this for the moment. Exactly, because you're asking a very good question. If there's no Eide Masira, right, so we don't know when the time was, and then if it's Tuesday, it's Tuesday. So it's any time Tuesday for both, and probably that means it's at the last minute of Tuesday. But if there are Eide Masira, they can come to court and they can say, he gave it to X at 3 o'clock, he gave it to Y at 5 o'clock. Why shouldn't that work for everybody? So the Re's answer to that question is, well, according to Rabbi Meir, there's a requirement of Muchach Mitocho. That's exactly what Muchach Mitocho means. It means that the Shtar has to be self-sufficient. If the Shtar says Tuesday, even though we can augment that information externally by bringing Eide Masira, right? So Lamaisa, we know when he gave it to him. But the contract, the effectiveness of the contract, is still limited by the self-sufficiency of the Shtar. So the Shtar says, basically, I don't care when he gave it to him. The Shtar only speaks. It's only Muchach Mitocho, the last second of the day. That's why Reb Meir says, Yachloku. Because there's no Safek. Even if we knew exactly when the Masira took place, basically, Al Pidin, each one receives the Karka at the same moment. Rabbi Eliezer says, Eide Masira Karsi, meaning there's no Din of Muchach Mitocho, right? You don't even need Eide Chassima, and even if you have Eide Chassima, now, this is going to be an opening for the Ran's answer, as we'll soon see. The Ran is a very famous formulation. I don't know if we'll get to it today. If not, there'll be no shir next week, everybody knows. I think there should be the week after. I'm scheduled back from Israel that morning. So, you know, unless there's some plane issue or something changes, just 1 week will be no shir, and then a week after that we will.
So why do you require Shuda Dini?
Shuda Dini because there is one recipient.
But you just ask the witnesses, the aid in the seal.
So if you can, you will. Let's say you can't.
You didn't have watches right then.
But let's say you can't. If you could, you would. But let's say you can. Or there might be a certain funny situation where the ksiva is it a, the, there's a debate about Rishonim. Is it kasav kasav basar basar? Is it kasav basar kasav basar? That's also a debate. That's what happens. Now, are the two shtaros prepared back to back and then given?
Sequentially,
or kasav basar kasav basar? Does that make a difference in this holy question? Very complicated topic. But you can see Balabar's question. So the Rabban answers alachat achat. First thing the Rabban says is, what did you ask about? Why doesn't the linguistically, why doesn't it say apeid mesira karsi? The Rabban gives two answers to that question. Okay, start from the top. The ode kasav diksav yado. Fine, omer kosa. Skip the second line. Here's the Rabban talking now. Zuei nekusha. This question, why doesn't it say ap? Any basira karsi is no question. She'il omar chayin, yesh v'mashma she'ap edek hasima karsi, klomar, she'ena get koris ad she'yusham edek hasima ve'ene basira. Vatika chom rab lozo, edek basira karsi? Number one, if it had said ap edek basira karsi, we would have thought that you need both, not that you could use either. That's a fascinating abavinas. Again, I think you have to look for patterns in these things. So, you know, well, what does Ramban have in mind? Ramban has in mind the possibility, maybe this is Rabbi Yehuda, who knows, that there's a man d'amar edei b'sira karsi, there's a man d'amar edei chasima karsi. And there's a man d'amar who says you need edei b'sira b'chasima. Does that make sense? Sure it makes sense. It's the best of both worlds. Not in the riff sense. Oh, if he dies, if they die, if this is forged and you can't find it, but they'll be around. That's not what the Ramban means. What he means is, it's the best of both worlds. What you have here is Kinyan and Raya together. You have a Kaftish al Shtar, right? And you have Aden Asira. And you have a Shtar Kinyan. This Kaftish al Shtar is handed over in the presence of Adim. It's a Dovra Kodeh. So if you said Apeid and Mesira Karsi, we would have thought that both of these ingredients are required. That's number one. Number two, he says, U'mechatzchila nami tzarecheid and Mesira. Moreover, it's like the Rif himself says, you don't say Af because Af implies, according to the second shot, equal either this or that. But mechatzchila we want Eid and Mesira. Why? So the Ramban here gives a very technical reason. Shalo tehei tzricha lishmar gita lekaimo. Kibosha katsar avenu atzmo. In his Chidushim, he talks about mice. Right?
Not
mice. Not mice, but mice. Yeah. So you have to play off mice and mice. Right. So, you know, there are problems with Eidei Chasima. Eidei Mesira is something that is, you know, if you have access to it, it's a bona fide, real edus. Sharaya is only as good as your, you know, as your exterminator, I guess. So if you have mice in the house.
So he's saying you'd accept the testimony of Eidei Mesira to say the woman's divorced, allow her to remarry without a get?
Yes.
You know? Yeah, sure.
That's what he's saying, yes.
Sure. Because the Eidei Mesira are testifying about the handing over of the get. It's like any other
Eidei. The get was legit if you don't have it. Maybe
well, at the time, I mean,
maybe it wasn't written.
Right, so that is what the Eidei Mesira are supposed to determine at the time of the Mesira.
I thought they were just supposed to determine the Mesira.
No, they obviously their role is also to establish, you know, that the Gemara discusses what they have to read the. Get they have to establish that it's lishma. That's a good question. Either through umdinas or the actual requirement of knowledge of the Eidei Mesira. Okay. The lo shayich leneimar af Eidei Mesira karsi. And then he goes on and he says, u'bebalamar hekifanu tshuvos shein b'hem mamish. Balamar asked, you know, these inconsequential questions that are flawed. Right, Shemashi Hikshav Ayidah Shnei Shtaros Ayotzim Yamechad. Right, Plukta the Rab Shmuel B'Ksuvos. Perak Mishnei Nasi is going to the end. Do Kim the Rab Krav Meir Shmuel Krav Lazar V'Amar Dimi Sedar V'Lazar Sviu Eidei Chasima Nami Karsi. Amapalik Shmuel alei de Rav umay tama ena kusha lemishio de lefarish. Anybody who really knows, knows that's no question. What's the idea of the Rabban? Let me explain some. This is for Tosa's question as well. And Rabban will give this answer for Tosa's question as well. When Tosa said that Balabar asked the question from these Gemaras, what are they assuming? Rabbi Elazar believes in Eide Chatzim Akarsi, and he is more flexible, right? He believes in Rabbi Meir plus. Whatever is good for Rabbi Meir is good for Rabbi Elazar, and the things that are no good for Rabbi Meir that are still good for Rabbi Elazar. However, things are not. That's not Tosis.
Isn't
Tosis
don't
need them? Dal, in the Mesir, that shouldn't be worse than Rabbi Meir. Right? When Tosis asks the question, Shnei Gittin Shinazar.
The only one.
Exactly. Meaning, if you can get away with any Chasim Akarsi, then Rabbi Lazar should always agree with everything Rabbi Meir.
Oh, right.
And it should even be more flexible.
Right.
That's the same question. Just two different Gemara. So Rabban says, you know what? There's a huge logical fallacy here. Because who says everything is about the effectiveness or ineffectiveness of Eidei Chasima? Sometimes the fact that there are Eidei Mesira and Eidei Mesira have significance too just changes the equation. Let's go back to your question a second ago. Right? You asked, well, can't you tell what time the shtar was given because of the Eidei Mesira? So if you hold like Rav Meir, Eidei Chasima Karsi, the Eidei Mesira are basically irrelevant, and that's what Mukha Bitoka means, or Mukha Bitoka means outside information is unacceptable, and certainly, what are you going to say, Eidei Mesira isn't outside information, they're Eidei Mesira. There's no such thing as Eidei Mesira, there's no such chalos. But according to the Rif, even if you hold Eidei Chasima is good, but Eidei Mesira are also effective. Everything isn't about whether Eidei Chasima are qualified. The fact that Eidei Mesira are also qualified means that sometimes they change the balance of power. They are a factor in their own right. Whatever is dependent upon Eidei Mesira is still going to distinguish Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir, even if Rabbi Elazar agrees with Rabbi Meir. Because sometimes it's not about inadequate Eidei Chasima, it's about adequate Eidei Mesira. So that's how the Rabban answers the Gemara in Ksuvos, and I won't read it inside because it's a little too late, the Gemara in Ksuvos and the Gemara about Shnei Gittin. What is the answer? When it comes to Gemara in Ksuvos, exactly along these lines, he says, listen, for Rabbi Meir alone, all there is Nuchach Mitoko, and therefore the two Matanos begin at the last second of the day. Outside information, irrelevant. But if Eidei Mesira are also Karsi, and they were there, so actually, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the Kinyan was already Chal, to number one. And even if you're not sure about that and you can't pin that down, it might have been. And Shuda the Daini and the idea of giving a present to a single rather than to two individuals at the same time, not as a partnership but as two conflicting transactions, is halakhically preferable, says the Rabban. There's something, if you have the option as a Dayan to saying Shuda the Daini or and picking one, and presuming that there really is one, I mean, there are really two issues. One, is there one? Second is, do you have a good mechanism to choose the one? Right? But that's preferred than saying, what can we do? We're limited. The Kinyan only begins at the end of the day. The two conflicting Kinyanim are going to have to split it. So says the Ramban, if that's the case, this question against the Rit falls away. Dal Mehachi, Eidei Mesira. You can't always say, you don't always want to say Dal Mehachi. The Eidei Mesira are playing an important role here. They're contributing significantly to clarifying what the guy's true intention was and the rights of the first recipient. The same thing is true with the other Gemara. What did the other Gemara say? If you have two Gittin and they're identical and they get mixed up, according to Rabbi Meir, you can be Manaf Shach your way out of the problem. Right? However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, maybe you can't. Havamino, you can't. Because is this Mesira Lishma? So the Ramban says, listen, According to Rabbi Elazar, v'kasav means v'kasav, and it has to be able to accommodate mesira. So the Gemara thought that the lishma is not limited to the ksiva, but to the other critical component of what's included in v'kasav as well, namely mesira. So if the psukim and the halacha require mesira lishma, just because you can also go the route of enich, you can say enich asima karsi, doesn't mean you don't need mesira lishma. It's another example where you're not going to say dal ede mesira mehachi or dal mesira mehachi. Rabbi Eliezer's more expansive, more liberal, more flexible, whatever you want to call it, view, in this case, has chumrah consequences. Because the way he reads the psukim, and the fact that he has this other alternative, means that we take seriously, more seriously, the stature of the mesira. Even if you want to say the chasima karsi, but if the kasav includes the kasav amasar, that's the meaning of the pasuk, you're still going to require the Shema. So flexibility, in this case, is going to be limiting. That's the Ramban. Then the Ramban says, and as for your argument about Tikkun Olam, that the Shtar Raya can made about the presence of Edei Mesira, he says, that I think is completely wrong. On an Omdina level, when everybody is such an expert in Jewish law and everybody gets married, everybody gets divorced in a Bezdin so that they know the rule of Edei Mesira Karsi. And the Rabban says, not only that, you and I, not you and I, he doesn't really say you and I either, but we, the halachic world, are battling over whether or not Rabbi Elazar agrees that Edei Chasima work or don't work. So whatever the psak is, it's so unreasonable to think that there are people out there who think that Edei Chasima, right, work as Kenyan, and that you don't require Edei Mesira. I mean, the Rabban holds that psak. But he's saying, according to you, Bali Tosis world, it's inconceivable that people even have that conception. The Rif and the Rambam and I, we think it's true. But you can't imagine that not only is that the psak, but that anybody out there thinks it's the psak. So you're telling me there's an umdan of the muchach, when somebody's holding a shtar, that they only could have handed over the shtar if there were Edei Mesira? So the Ramban says, and what are you quoting? Edei Machasuma Malashtar, Nasa Kanisha Nechor, just in the Bezdin. That works for Mezuyah. That works for other similar ideas. But does it work for an area where, as I said before, the Edei Chasima are incompetent as Kenyan? Will it work in an area that they're going to be effective as Raya? Therefore, the Ramban says, I think that this doesn't work. Moreover, he makes one other argument, or two other arguments, but with this we'll conclude. Number one, he says, the fact is that there are views in the Gemara, whether we pass in this way or not, that maybe we pass in like Rabbi Eliezer in Edei in Shtarei Gerushin, but not in Kol Shtaros. Our Gemara itself, in Dalet Amud Aleph, says like, you know, Kaimelon Kirab Elazar, big Gittin. And our Tosa started off by saying, only Gittin or other things, fine. Rabban says, will you at least acknowledge that according to many Amoraim, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Edei Chasima is Karsi and other Shtaros? For sure. You have to acknowledge that that's so. So the Rabban says, well, if that's true, then how can you say that Edei Chasima don't work at all on Gittin? Das Sefer, the Das Sefer. If you say that Edei Mesira is an additional option in Gittin, but that Edei Chasima, which work in Gittin as well, then it's understandable that the Shtar, which works in Kol HaTorah Kula, certainly works in Gittin, and not only that, in Gittin, you can get away with Edei Mesira too. But to say that in Gittin, it's mutually exclusive. All you can have is Edei Mesira. The Shtar Edei Chasima is nothing. It's a Chaspa Bialma. And in Shar Shtaros, the Chaspa Bialma of Gittin are the only Shtar? That's too radical, says the Ramban. Therefore, it must be that there's like a universal shtar, even if Rabbi Elazar, shtar beidei chasima, and then there's a specialized shtar for gittin, you know, because it's more focused on the kinyan and less on the raya. What would be the answer to that question? Again, it goes back to what we were talking about, the mutual exclusivity of before. If the difference between shtar beidei mesira and shtar beidei chasima were a couple of details, then the Ramban's argument would be very strong. Ramban would be saying, listen, this is a chaspa bialma here, and it's the only shtar there, but it's the machloka simply how to understand where the edim are. But if we're talking about two different concepts of shtaros, shtaraya, shtar kinyan, right? So then you might say, well, if that's what you're talking about, maybe gittin is particularly suited to a shtar kinyan, and maybe shtar shtaros are particularly suited for shtari raya. The reason that the chaspa bialma here and it's the only shtar there is because these two visions fit different applications in a different way. So what I'm trying to show is alachat achat, there is a certain pattern in the arguments between Tosus and the Rif, Balamor and the Ramban, which really set up a major debate about the relationship between Mesir and Chasima. Next, in 2 weeks, when we continue with this, we finish with this, then I want to tell you the final sheet of, there are more sheets, but, and that is the sheet, the very famous sheet of the Ran. The Ran has the view that even though Eidei Chasima work, according to the Rif, for Rabbi Eliezer, really they serve the function of Eidei Mesira too. The Eidei Chasima are a form of Eidei Mesira. Well, let's explain what that means. That's how he explains, it's not af Eidei Mesira Karsi, it's only Eidei Mesira Karsi. Because the Eidei Chasima of Rabbi Eliezer and the Eidei Chasima of Rabbi Meir are two different ideas. That's the Ran. Then we'll speak about that next.
There's a difference between
the Ramban doesn't think so.